Evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're very welcome.
I am looking at all of you this evening as part of the beautiful diamond that has been spoken of. Mm. That you are all facets of that one diamond. And this is how I see you this evening. Each one of you is responsible for the place within that beautiful diamond, that spiritual facet of yourselves. You must look inwards, all of you. You must seek out all that is beautiful in life. And you must, each and every one of you, speak with love to each other. If only you could see how you looked within this diamond, you would be amazed. The energy from each facet, and when I speak of facet, I speak to you as individuals. It is beautiful and strong and bright. And that is how you should live your lives. A beautiful, strong, bright being.
So not just within this room to speak with love, but to everybody.
To all of mankind. After all of mankind is connected to you,
yes,
in some way.
And love is our essence anyway.
Love is all things. Without love you may as well not be here. It is the biggest lesson you need to learn in life.
So do all our facets, are they all, because we're individuals, are they all different sizes and all different brightnesses?
Yes. That is what I am seeing this evening. That as I look at each one of you, you all show different light. Beautiful nonetheless. Each one of you has your place. Each one of you will join with other parts of the diamond when you return home. You have been told this in the past.
Yes. Yeah.
And I just wish to reiterate what I am seeing.
I think I misunderstood it, because I thought that we had our own diamond that we were trying to... each one of us had a diamond that we would take a little bit off and we were trying to polish it up.
Yes, you do.
All right. I was understanding that we were all part of the larger diamond, or each of our own diamonds then fits into a much bigger one, is that right?
That is how you grow.
Yes.
It is just a way to try to keep simplifying the knowledge for you. Yes.
And can you also see that some have got more bits shining than others because they've been back many times before?
I can see that there are differences. Not so much brightness, but in the density of what you are showing. Yes.
Thank you.
And now I am being asked to give something out to you. There's someone here or someone close who is experiencing some pain at the moment.
Can you say where the pain is?
You want to know where the pain is?
I just wondered if that would mean, you know, probably two or three of us have got a pain, but we don't know whether to speak up.
Yes. I am being given back.
Yeah.
Throat. And one side of the chest.
That sounds like you, Lillian.
Yeah. I've got my back and arthritis in the ankles and knees. Throat. Which can be pretty painful.
Yes. Let me see why I am being asked to give this to you. Yes. You do worry a little too much about it. Don't be afraid to accept and love your pain. I know many people find that statement to be unusual. But if you love pain, it can free you. Mm. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So
I must say, if I can say, get in the garden and do something, maybe a little bit of weeding for even a short while, I can put the pain
behind
back.
You, yes. It disperses. Yes. You are much loved. This is what I am being told about you. Mm-hmm. You are much loved by many people. Many who have come here and many who still remain.
Thank you.
But you worry a little too much. Just a little too much. Or sometimes you need to let it all go.
Yeah.
And think of yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
And that'll help with the pain.
Yes, if you love your pain, it will go.
Very good advice, I think.
It's a very important teaching.
Mm-hmm. I experienced that.
Mm-hmm. With your ankle.
With my leg, yeah. I learnt to love my pain, and it went. It came part of me.
After all, you have been responsible for the disease in the first place.
Yes, I can.
So if you have that responsibility, then you then have the capability to change it.
It makes sense.
Yes.
Yes.
But most people would deny that. They would say, I do not want pain. Mm. No one wants pain. But it is the way you have to deal with the lives that you live.
Mm. And also, I'm very grateful to whoever, and as we've ended up now, taking a painkiller. Very grateful to those people
that
stream up these medicines.
Well, you know, the doctors of your world are here for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I know lots of people dismiss them, but you should not. They are part of a healing pattern.
Yes.
Can you understand that?
Yeah.
Yes.
But that does not mean you should not be discerning about what is given to you. Mm-hmm. After all, you have the last word.
Yeah.
You are responsible for the bodies that you are encased in. It is the housing of the spirit. And I know that is said so often, but it is true. So honour those people who come to your earth to help others. Honour those people who are not doctors, but help in any way that they can. Honour those like yourselves who ask for help every time for others. There is so much as human beings you can be.
Yes, you can always see someone a little bit worse off than yourself, it seems to me.
Yes. But I believe speaking about your pain just indicates how much you are loved. So, dear lady, I would thank that great creator who has given you life this time.
Yes, yes.
And do not love only others, but love yourselves. Each and every one of you within this room could do with love. You cannot get enough of that love.
It makes perfect sense. Loving your pain is sort of putting the energy, helping to put the energy right.
Yeah.
Yes, it is owning the responsibility. That is what it is doing. So I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen.
Well, we're very grateful for what you said. I am.
Yes.
Very helpful.
Very useful. Yeah, thank you.
Makes us think a little bit more.
Yes. It is words that have been used before, but...
We do enjoy the reminders.
Yes. I do have to say that people on the earth are very bad at remembering what is told to them.
We're dreadful. We do try.
Just try to be loving beings.
Yeah. And sometimes, well, it happened to me today. A neighbour has just died, and her daughter came over, and I couldn't believe the kindness that she was offering to me.
Yes.
Sounds a bit silly saying that, but
yes. But you are being kind to her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a lovely person.
Yes. So it is a two-way thing. I want to tell you how much you are all loved and respected, and I just thank you once more for allowing me to join you and to tell you what is thought about yourself.
Yeah, thank you. That is the biggest word, isn't it? Love. Whether it's for animals or whatever.
Yes.
And learning to accept it when it's given by other people to you as well.
Yes.